Madam Chair, we thank the High Commissioner, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for the comprehensive opening statement and his assessment of the existing and imminent challenges for the protection and assistance of the people forcefully replaced and displaced on various ground. The High Commissioner's vision for the implementation of a Global Compact on Refugee as a tool to address these challenges is noteworthy. The world has witnessed a large-scale influx of refugees and displaced people over the years. The number of people forcibly displaced has hit over 68.5 million last year, putting the pressure on the host communities and countries. Addressing the protection and other humanitarian needs of such a large number of people who are compelled to flee their homes as a refugee or displaced people has become a formidable challenge. The protected refugee situation and the emerging large-scale humanitarian crisis in a number of countries across the globe calls for the wider international collaboration and partnership based on the respective capacity of the states to bear the responsibilities. Nepal commends the UNHCR for its enduring commitment to respond to the emergencies and the humanitarian situation to ensure protection, care, and maintenance of millions of refugees and displaced people around the world. We believe that the Global Compact of Refugee and Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework would provide a cooperation framework for the international community to work in unison to avert the humanitarian crisis and mitigate the emergency situation. Madam Chairperson, Nepal has hosted thousands of refugees for decades on humanitarian ground, despite not being a party to the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugee and its 1967 protocol. We have been providing shelter to thousands of Bhutanese refugees for decades. Over 110,000 of these refugees got resettled in third countries over a period. But there is still a remaining population not willing or in a disposition for third country settlement. They are waiting for the ultimate repatriation to Bhutan. Despite the limited socioeconomic capacity and the difficult domestic situation and other pressing national challenges, we have put all efforts to ensure the protection and upkeep of the refugee in cooperation with UNHCR, other relevant agencies and donor communities. Our bilateral engagement with the government of Bhutan with utmost sincerity and genuine will to find a lasting solution to the problem could not succeed because of the continued rigidity and non-cooperation by the Bhutanese side. Consequently, Bhutanese refugees problem has become one of the most protracted refugee problems in the world. While remaining committed to bringing this problem to an end through bilateral process, Nepal calls for the resumption of the stale dialogue to ensure safe and dignified repatriation of refugees and the final closure of the refugee camps at the earliest. Madam Chair, Nepal appreciates the sustained support by the core group of countries in the third country settlement of the Bhutanese refugee. This is a success story of a burden and responsibility sharing on the basis of respective capacity of in handling refugee issues. While commending this generosity of the core group of countries, including the United States, I reiterate that safe, secure, and dignified repatriation of refugees to their homeland on a voluntary basis is the only durable solution to the problem. The High Commissioner has highly noted in his opening statement that the refugees have inalienable right to return to their homes in safety and honor in all situations. In this context, we need to recall the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 194 of 1948 that emphasizes on the prime responsibility of the countries of origin for establishing conditions that allow voluntary repatriation of refugees in safety and with dignity. In conclusion, Madam Chair, Nepal expresses appreciation and support to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee for the leading and coordinating action to provide protection and assistance to millions of refugees worldwide. And we hope that the refugee compact would provide timely and useful framework for the cooperation in handling refugee issues, while recalling the close and constructive engagement between Nepal and the UNHCR, we commend the support and the care it has provided to the refugees in Nepal. We are equally thankful to the World Food Programme, donor community, and other entities for their continued support in the protection and care of the refugee population in Nepal. I thank you, Madam Chairperson.